The local drugstore was once upon a time a staple in communities across the country. Today, whether it's the local drugstore or a chain pharmacy, the brick-and-mortar presence is dying. Nicole Schreiner is the new CEO of Strew's Pharmacy in Green Bay and president-elect on the board of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin. Alongside her commitment to the mission, she takes on her new dual roles in one of the most challenging times for pharmacies. From 2010 to 2021, from 2010 to 2021, 30% of drugstores in the U.S. closed. Last year alone, 2,300 pharmacies closed, half of them being independent or mid-sized businesses. For some, a visit to the pharmacy is a quick stop, picking up one or two prescriptions. But for many patients, it's much more than that. Senate President Mary Felskowski authored legislation trying to help local pharmacies keep their doors open. When it may take months for a patient to get a clinic visit, pharmacists say they bridge that gap, available for anyone to walk in and ask questions at any time. And prevention leads to healthcare savings. Like with most retail stores, it'd be reasonable to assume that internet sales are putting pharmacies out of business. And while mail order and online retailer giants like Amazon do compete with on-site service, advocates diagnose a much deeper and chronic issue. Pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, act as middlemen between drug manufacturers, wholesalers, providers, insurance companies, and pharmacies. The three largest PBM companies accounted for 80% of prescription claims last year. The legislation takes aim at a number of their predatory practices. Practices including not allowing patients to fill prescriptions at certain pharmacies, punitive audits against pharmacists who inform patients of lower cost options, and perhaps the biggest of all for pharmacies, reimbursing the price of medications below cost, forcing them to take losses. At a Senate Health Committee hearing, numerous local pharmacies attested to this issue. But not all health industry experts agree. Those in opposition to the bill, such as health insurers, say it will increase prices for health plans, employers, and patients. The exorbitant cost of drugs, they say, begins with the drug manufacturers. Whatever the cause, the impact on the patient is real. Like the ability to obtain diabetes medications, or having your insurance accepted. For a patient having to fill prescriptions at multiple pharmacies, the consequences can cost them their lives. Independent pharmacists say from the pandemic to the work they do every day, their commitment is to their community.